Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the conflicted mindset of the dumper. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing the conflicted mindset of the dumper. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would probably be surprised to know the internal conflict of the dumper during no contact. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three ways your ex is conflicted if you implement my version of the no contact rule. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is nothing to run away from. So your ex-dumper feels a desire to run away from you, and the reason for this is because they fear that after the breakup, you are going to be chasing them, you're going to be pursuing them, you're going to be begging, pleading, reasoning, shouting, arguing, doing all of the things that they don't want you to be doing. As a dumper, they've made a decision. As a dumper, they have lost romantic emotional attraction for their now former partner, the dumpee. When this attraction level hit the necessary low point, this is when they action the breakup. And when that breakup took place, you as a dumpee have two main options. You can either try and get your ex back by chasing your ex, begging, pleading, reasoning, shouting, everything I just mentioned previously. You can either use that approach, or you can implement my version of the no contact rule. Now, if you decide to pursue your ex, this is going to be a position where your ex-dumper wants to run away. As I said at the beginning of today's podcast, your ex-dumper feels a desire to run away from you. They've made a decision. They feel it's the right decision. They're worried you're going to try and persuade them otherwise. And persuading might not be the only thing you're trying to do here. You might be getting quite angry, forceful, aggressive. Whatever they are fearful of, they may feel you're going to try that on them to make them change their mind. Now, if you behave in this way, if you do everything they're expecting, then they are going to behave in the way that they are predicting. They feel a desire to run away from you. Now, what happens if you don't pursue them? What happens if you implement my version of a no contact rule? Well, as I said earlier, your ex-dumper feels a desire to run away from you, but if you don't pursue them, there is nothing for your dumper to run from. And this is where we are explaining the first conflict in the mindset of a dumper. Because the conflict in their mindset for point number one is they feel they should be running away from you. However, there is nothing for them to run away from. And if there is nothing for them to run further away from you, then they are going to stay exactly where they are. Now, you as a dumpy might think, well, that's not great. You know, they've left me. They're not talking to me right now. I don't want them to stay where they are. That's the point. However, what I would suggest is you need to make sure matters aren't getting worse. We need to make sure that we are not standing on a glass floor, which keeps going through and through and through, and we're falling and we're falling and we're falling. We need to make sure that we don't make things any worse. We need to stand still. We need to prevent the position becoming even more difficult to alter and to turn around. So yes, you as a dumpy are not happy with the position that your ex-dumper is in right now. You're not happy, they're not talking to you. You're not happy, they've dumped you. They've broken your heart, of course. You're not going to be feeling positive in this position. However, this is a much better position for you to be in than for them to run even further away from you. Now, what exactly do I mean by them running further away? Well, it could be the literal sense. It could be that they actually move further away from you. Maybe you live in the same town or the same city, and yet if they feel concerned that you're going to keep knocking on their door, they might actually move to a different town, move to a different city. They might literally, physically run away from you. But this isn't the only way they could theoretically do this. You know, this could be in a non-literal sense when we're talking about your ex-bedumper running away from you. It could be, for instance, that they block you. And there is a big example of when I'm saying we don't want to make things any worse. The situation isn't great. You've been dumped. You're the dumpee. You want your ex back. But right now, you're not blocked. Right now, they still live where they lived. Right now, although you're not together, there are not many things which need to alter for you to get back together. Now, if they block you, if they move to a different city, there are many things starting to pile up on what needs to be altered before you can reconnect. So hopefully you can see as a dumpee why, if you can create this conflict in the mindset of your dumper, this is going to help you. If you can make sure that they don't run any further away, you're going to be helping yourself in the long run, in the long term. Now, I can't guarantee that you'll get your ex back, but what I can say is that you'll stand a much better chance if they haven't run further away from you. You know, so we need to make sure that your ex-bedumper feels that there is nothing for them to run away from. We need to make sure that they feel that in their mind, they might be thinking, well, I need to do this, this and this. I need to physically move. I need to block my ex. I need to do all of this. But then they start thinking, well, do I? Do I really need to move house? I like where I live. They're not bothering me. They're not hassling me. I don't feel distressed. They're not bombarding me with texts and calls. I don't need to block them. You know, I'm just going to leave things as they are. I'm going to let sleeping dogs lie, as the saying goes. And this is why it's really important for you as a dumpee to make sure things don't get any worse. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is nothing to feel negative about. So this is a situation somewhat similar to point number one, but with some important differences. We're talking about your ex-bedumper not moving further away from you. But in point number one, it was in a physical sense or maybe a metaphorical sense regarding blocking. But in point number two, we're talking about how they actually feel about you. Now, despite having grievances about the relationship, and unfortunately we have to accept your ex-bedumper had grievances about your relationship. If they didn't, they wouldn't have lost romantic emotional attraction. You wouldn't have been dumped. I'm not saying this is all your fault. I'm not even saying this is mainly your fault. But what I am saying is the relationship wasn't perfect. Even if you felt it was, unfortunately, your dumper didn't feel the same. This is why you're both single right now. But I digress. If your ex-bedumper feels that there are grievances between you, the relationship isn't working, there are problems, they're going to lose romantic emotional attraction. They're going to end the relationship when it hits the necessary low point. However, despite having grievances about the relationship, this negativity can't be amplified if there is no one to battle with. It takes two to tango. You know, it takes two people to have an argument. It takes two people to make each other feel bad through constant disagreements, constant frustration, saying the wrong thing, bothering each other. It takes two people. And therefore, if you don't create any further negativity, if you don't create problems post-breakup, then your ex-bedumper can't feel any more negative about the situation. Now, again, this might be the type of situation where you look at it and say, well, okay, I don't know why they feel negative anyway, right? Well, you know, you need to park that. You need to just recognize that they didn't feel great about the relationship. That's the reality. Whether you think they had a right to or not, they would not have ended your connection if they didn't feel a level of problematic, a level of grievance. They felt negative, okay? That is the reality. Now, if we, as I said, park that to one side, we have to understand that post-breakup, your ex-bedumper is still not going to be feeling great about you at this time. We need to be making sure, though, that they don't feel any worse towards you. And if you start frustrating conversations which turn into arguments, this is when they're going to be feeling even less romantic emotional attraction for you than they did at the time of a breakup. And remember, unfortunately, it's already hit the necessary low point. It's already hit the low point that they dumped you. We need to grow this level of attraction, not lower it even further. If it goes any further down, it'll be through the floor. You know, you won't be able to get your ex back unless you grow this attraction level to the necessary high point. And this is what we're going to be speaking about in a moment, so please keep listening through. But right now, it's low. We need to stabilize. We can't make it any worse. If you make it worse, you've got even more to try and regrow. Okay? So we need to make sure things are stabilized. Don't start arguments. Don't start disagreements. Don't prod them, you know, by the text, because we're knocking on their door. They're waiting outside where they work. They're asking friends of friends to say this, that, the other. Writing letters. All of these things, unless you have a genuine, sensible, honest reason, maybe there's something important to apologize for or sort out. Yes, of course, use your common sense. But if it's just for continual, we need to get back together. Why are you treating me like this? I can't believe you're being so horrible. This. Nah. That is not going to help. Your ex-bedumper feels negative. You probably feel negative now. Let's not make it any more negative. Let's stabilize. Let's allow ourselves to breathe. And let's move forward with positivity to try and regrow that level of romantic emotional attraction in your ex-bedumper's mind. Now, if you would like to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about the conflicted mindset of the dumper. And point number three is attraction grows in space. So this is where I was speaking about a moment ago, where I was saying we need to try and regrow that level of romantic emotional attraction in our ex-bedumper's mind. And this is where there is another example of a conflicted mindset of the dumper. So point number three is attraction grows in space. Now, the dumper doesn't have enough romantic emotional attraction for you. Hence the breakup. As I said earlier, this is reality. We have to accept this. We have to understand this is the position that you find yourself in. However, and but, they find themselves feeling confused by their increased attraction towards you within space. So what this literally means is that as you live your life for you and not for them, as you create space between you by implementing my version of a no contact rule, as you make sure that you are not bothering your ex or giving them any attention whatsoever, what you are inadvertently doing to their mindset is confusing them once more, because they feel they don't have enough attraction towards you, hence the breakup. But slowly but surely, they're starting to see you in a better light. They're starting to regrow that level of romantic emotional attraction. And this is confusing. You know, imagine being in the position where you end a relationship because you're not feeling attracted. This doesn't necessarily mean physically attracted, although it could, but it means as a general sense. Somebody, you in this example, you're not feeling enough attraction for somebody. You end the relationship, you dump them, and then 5, 6, 7 months down the line, you find yourself really, really missing that person. Really, really feeling that they are an attractive individual to you. And you think, well, how can I feel attraction towards somebody that I dumped? How can I feel all of this interest, intrigue, and missing someone that I dumped? I made this choice. I ended the relationship. How on earth does this make any sense? And this is why it is another example of a conflicted mindset of a dumper. Because you can create this conflict in their mindset. You can create this confusion. You can create this misunderstanding amongst themselves. They need to feel this level of confusion to start to miss you. And if you want to try and get your ex back, you can't do it click of a finger. You can't do it like that. This isn't something that works by just hoping it will happen. You need to implement certain strategies to increase your chance of success to ultimately regrow that level of romantic emotional attraction. You can't get your ex back without it. If you get your ex back without attraction growing to the necessary high point, well, unfortunately, you've actually got back together due to pity or worry, not due to romance. And anybody who gets back together without a true level of attraction felt on both sides, well, this connection will not last the test of time. And sadly, sometimes I do see situations where a dumpy behaves inappropriately. They behave in a way which is needy, desperate, worrying to their dumper. Verdumper decides to take them back. Verdumper decides to reconnect. Verdumpy is delighted, but they don't seem to realise they haven't reconnected for a genuine romantic way. They haven't reconnected because of genuine romantic love. They've reconnected because Verdumper is worried about them and they're showing pity. And the problem with this is it is not built on real, genuine, strong foundations. And sadly, over no time at all, this will fall apart again. Because Verdumper will think, why have I got back together with this person? I don't feel it's working. I don't feel enough romantic love towards them or the relationship. I'm sorry, I've got to end this again. And you as a dumpy will have your heart broken all over again. So only try to get your ex back if it's for a genuine romantic reason. You need to feel it your side. They need to feel it their side. Attraction grows in space. Give them that space. Live your life to the full. Concentrate on you. And if and when they feel the attraction hit the necessary high point, they will reach out to you due to the conflict in the dumper's mind. The confusion, which is emphasized across their being. This is when they will start to miss you, wonder about you, and want to be with you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.